Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so grateful to be here today. Today is Wednesday, the 15th day of January 2020. We have come to about the halfway mark of the month of the first year, of the first month of the year. And we're so grateful for what God is doing. It is so wonderful to be here to serve the Lord, to know that we can come and give him praise, give him honor, give him glory, to just lift our voices to the King. And we know that the King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. And I say, what a mighty God we serve. He is everything to us and more, you know, beyond what we can ask or think is what he can bless us with. And so we're glad that his thoughts towards us is to an expected end, and that is for good and not evil, and that he has some wonderful things in store for us as we continue to serve him. And as we go through the year, we're looking for some wonderful things to happen, as many of us are fasting during these days, the beginning days of the year, and we pray that God is revealing things to us and helping us to just have our minds clear and having our minds stayed on him. And we want to continue to glorify our God because he is a perfect God. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There's nothing better than knowing him and having a personal relationship with him, knowing that when we are alone, he is right there. When things are going awry, he is right there. So we're glad today for this opportunity to come and to pray. And I say, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we offer up thanksgiving that you have called us to be fellow workers and joint promoters and laborers with you, O God. And we're glad today that we have committed ourselves to pray, and we will not become coward. We will not become faint and lose heart, O God. We are glad that you are God and you're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, Lord. And so fearlessly and confidently and boldly we come to your throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need, O God. We know that you're there for us, and just when we need it, O God, you will give it to us, O God. This is the confidence that we have in you, Lord, that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of you, O God. So, Lord, sometimes that we don't know which prayer to offer as we should, but we know that the Holy Ghost pleads on our behalf with moanings and groanings that are too deep for utterance, O God. So we're glad for that Holy Ghost. We're glad that the Holy Ghost is here today. Jesus sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is the authority that we need. It is our power. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you today that the Holy Spirit intercedes and pleads on our behalf each and every day, Lord. We are glad today that we are in love with you, O God. We love what you do, O God. We love that we are in your kingdom, O Father. And, Lord, we would not be fretful and we would not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our request known to you, O God. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and them who are called according to your purpose, O God. We know that the earnest, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man availeth much, O God. So that's why we pray, God. You said if we pray without ceasing, O God, that things will happen, O God, that we should pray without ceasing, Father. So we pray daily, O God. We pray many times during the course of the day, O God, because we know that there is a need for prayer, God, not only for ourselves, O God, but we pray for the world, O God. We pray for our families, O God. We pray for people we don't know. We pray for those who are out there doing crazy things, O God. We're just grateful, Lord, today that you have given us this opportunity, and we seize the moment and we redeem the time. And now, Father, I ask you to forgive me of any wrongdoing, any thoughts, any deeds that I have done that are against your will. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I thank you that we are all forgiven, O God, as we have come, Lord, and we know that you have thrown our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, O God, never to remember them, O God. We're grateful for that, Lord, and Lord, we pray that we will each and every one of us have a forgiving heart, oh God, that we will reconcile with people that we may need to reconcile with, oh God, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered when we come to you, Lord, when we come and pray, God, when we're seeking your face, God. We're glad because you are the one who will show us the way, oh God. Lead us into the path of righteousness, oh God, for your name's sake, Lord. Though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us, oh God. We're thanking you, Lord, today that we can speak to each mountain, oh God, that may try to creep into our lives, that may be a hindrance, try to be a hindrance to us, oh God. We're glad that we have the faith as the grain of mustard seed and more, Lord, and that we can speak to the mountains, oh God, and they shall be removed, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, when the enemy comes against us one way, he must flee seven ways, oh God. And Lord, we're glad today, oh God, that we have your word, oh God, and we put your word on every situation, and we continue to keep ourselves clothed with the whole armor of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have on the breastplate of righteousness, oh God, our loins are girded about with truth, oh God. We have on our feet the gospel of peace, oh God, and the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we have the shield of faith, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and we are able to come against every trick and scheme of the devil, every wile of the devil, Lord, and we continue our prayers, oh God, because we know that these prayers are wonderful, Lord, and people's lives are being changed, oh God, and people are being protected, oh God, even as the angels go out, Father, we know there are angels that are there to help us, oh God, that they will bear us up, even if we should dash our foot against the stone. We have warring angels, we have messenger angels, oh God, we have protective angels, Lord. So we're glad today, oh God, for all the angels that ascend for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to have our ears and minds open to you, God, so we could hear what thus said the Lord. And Lord, as we continue in this hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise and Deliverance Ministries, oh God, I pray that you will continue to anoint each one for your service, oh God, that the anointing will destroy yokes and bondages. The anointing will deliver, oh God, and bring those, oh God, who need to be brought to you, oh God, closer to you, oh God, that we will have that relationship, oh God, to be able to pray, God, to pray for this nation, Lord. We need to pray for our nation, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that as we humble ourselves and pray, oh God, we know that you heal this land, oh God, that you're healing our United States of America of all the things that are happening, oh God. We do realize, Lord, that many of the things that we see are a sign of the times, oh God, that you've spoken in your word, oh God, that men will be lovers of themselves. There will be greed all around, oh God. There will be wars and rumors of wars, oh God. And many times we don't know what's happening with the weather, oh God. It just seems like the summer is in the winter, and the winter may be in the summer, and there's rain all around, God, tornadoes, oh God. We pray for people who have been in the path of the storms, oh God, that you will help them to recover, Lord, the things that they have lost, Lord, and even lives that were lost. We pray for those who are mourning today, oh God. Many people have lost their lives, Lord, even in the plane crash, Lord. And we pray, Father, today that you heal the hurt and the pain that people are experiencing at this moment. Oh, Lord, we know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So we thank you, Lord, today for those who sow in tears shall reap in joy, according to your word, oh God. So we are thanking you, God, for those who are out there who need you right now, that they can look to the hills from whence cometh their help, because their help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So I say, heal today, oh God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. It's in the name of Jesus I thank you, Father. It's in the name of Jesus I praise you, God. I glorify your name, Father. As we continue this hour of power of prayer, Lord, we just thank you for all things that will be spoken, oh God, all the prayers that will go up, Lord, and we will continue to hear the testimonies, oh God, because miracles, signs, and wonders follow us because we do believe. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to yield to Apostle Horsley as he unmutes his line and shares with us this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. God is
blessed
and by his power. I pray that you can hear me well. I came in the other night. I put the headset someplace. It'll be right there when I come back. I've been looking for it for 2 days. It's in the house somewhere. Hallelujah to God, but we'll do our best. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah. that you were right there. Glory to God, I was trying to get to the phone, but when it went up, I said, oh, that was the last thing that chimed before the broadcast, but I miscounted it, and the broadcast was on. But this is the day that the Lord has made, me shall rejoice and be glad in it. A little song that we can start it. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, 'cause victory today is mine. I woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubt that Jesus Christ would bring me out. So I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, help me please, because victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me, because victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me, because joy today is mine. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come thanking you and praising you, Lord God, sitting ourselves in agreement with the evangelist prayer, Lord God. Evangelist Darlene, oh Lord God, the pastor, the teacher, the mother, the grandmother, wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. We thank you for, Lord God. God, we come to worship and to praise thy name, oh Lord God, here on Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance, oh Lord God. Ministry, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the circle of friends, oh Lord God. Thank you for all that have came, oh Lord God, all those that are here, Lord God, and all that will come, oh Lord God, and all that have been here down through the years, oh Lord God. We give thy name the praise, the honor, and the glory, oh Lord God. Praying, oh Lord God, that thou would just have thine way, and oh Lord God. Lord God, we are just, hallelujah, Lord God, we are just the clay, Lord God. You are the potter, Lord God. So we thank you for touching us, oh Lord God. We thank you for working, oh Lord God. We thank you for your miraculous working, O Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, how you're moving by your spirit, God, and how you're moving by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for healing, delivering, and setting free, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you're touching right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So glad to have your love, O Lord God. So glad that you send your angels, O Lord God, that you have shook us, O Lord God, and woke us, O Lord God, and didn't let us sleep too late, O Lord God. Still looking, O Lord God, O Lord God, moving forward, O Lord God, looking to broaden the horizon, O Lord God, looking, O Lord God, to begin to soon, O Lord God, be able to move and be able to have the broadcast, oh Lord God, here in Florida, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to reach more souls for the kingdom of God. So, Lord God, we thank you for this morning, oh Lord God. Looked all over, Lord God, and searched, oh Lord God, couldn't find no one. No one that was greater than you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, oh Lord God. We thank you for your anointing today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, a power, Lord God, as we come before thy presence, oh Lord God, with singing, oh Lord God, and Lord God, and we come before you, first praising your name, oh Lord God, and worshiping you, oh Lord God. Thank you, oh Lord God. In spite of all things, oh Lord God, you are the only wise God, our Father, Lord God. So we thank you. And we praise you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for your presence, O Lord God. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Thou art welcome in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify your name in all the earth. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name in all the earth. Thank you, Jesus. The earth is filled with God's glory. Welcome to the broadcast. Glory to God. We thank God for moving by His Spirit and by His power. Hallelujah, God. Want you to know that the Lord is blessing you right now, and He's working for your highest good. Thank you, Lord God. We thank God for the broadcast. We thank God for this hour of power, prayer here, and prayer, pray, praise, and deliverance ministry. I thank God, thank God, thank God, because God is moving by His Spirit and by His power. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for the two scriptures this week, hallelujah to God. Thanking you for your fasting and praying, and the fast of the consecration, and that you're mindful and that you're praying for us here, that you're praying for the broadcast, and that God is moving. I believe we're on the right track. God is shaking things loose. Hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for it. Glory to God. Thank God for the broadcast. Thank God for the word that came yesterday. It was very inspirational. Thank God. Hallelujah. That we had a chance to pray for the prayer request. Hallelujah to God. We still believe in God and thanking God for what He's doing. For Pastor Scholastic's grandson. Hallelujah to God. Come to my mind this morning. Praying earlier this morning that the Lord would just continuously bless to keep that hedge about him, hallelujah to God, as well as myself, Jamila, the circle of friends here and all that would hear the broadcast as it go out the way it is, as far as the broadcast would carry it. Thank you, God, because we're here and we're feeling better. We're not 100%, but we thank God because you gain strength here from the broadcast in the morning. Hallelujah to God. It's just miraculous. It's the supernatural going on here. God's moving by His Spirit, by His power. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. Words just about cannot explain. But we serve in our mission, God, and all-knowing God. He knows what it takes to start you up. He knows what it is to put you back online, hallelujah to God. He knows how to get you from one place to the other place, hallelujah to God. Caught a word of revelation yesterday, hallelujah to God, and we thank God, the evangelist was speaking, and she began to speak in the area about your joy being full, hallelujah to God. How when we first got saved and the things that transpired there, hallelujah to God, and she began to expound on it there. And then she started out with just praising, getting you to move yourself into the place of God, into the Spirit of God. Hallelujah to God. And how God had begun to bless and how God began to keep and how God began to put you back. I think it's over there in Timothy, the fourth chapter, first or second. And he said, "But a good minister puts the brethren in remembrance," hallelujah, "of God's word. He nourished up the gospel," it says. And yesterday that was certainly nourishing up. And for since we began, hallelujah to God, this year we begin to nourish it up and push it through these hard times. And other things seem to subside, hallelujah to God, the pressure that was on, hallelujah to God. You could feel the change in the atmosphere, hallelujah to God, because you could just feel what God is doing. He's moving by his spirit and by his power, hallelujah to God. I'm going to put this back on this speaker here, praying that you can hear me, because I was looking for something on the telephone. I was looking for the phone, and I'm holding it to my head this morning. But I pray that the Lord is blessed, that it be clear on this ear. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for what you're doing. Lord God, we thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. God is moving by his spirit and by his power. And he's moving and he's blessing and he's keeping. And we thank God. Thank God for the two scriptures of the week. I want to read one of them. The other one, it speaks about Simon Peter. It was 1 John 1:41. And she also gave Acts the first chapter of Acts. And a verse, two powerful scriptures, hallelujah to God. I'll attempt to read it. What it is, the first one says, one of the two heard John speak and follow him. It was Andrew and Simon, Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother. He finds his own brother, hallelujah to God. He finds his own brother and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is interpreted to Christ, hallelujah to God. And the second was Acts, the first chapter, verse 8. He said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all of Judah and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. And we thank God for his word, hallelujah to God, and the power of his word, hallelujah to God, and the movement of his spirit and by his power, glory to God. We want to deal with that because it goes into a whole lot, hallelujah to God. But we're going to thank God for it. His word, hallelujah to God, and the power of his word and the reading, and at the remembrance of his word. In the name of Jesus, we want to bless God today. Bless the God in all that he does. We're going to get your name, hallelujah to God, and we're going to go on from there, hallelujah to God. See us on the broadcast. I like the way that our pastor did yesterday. We want to get the praise in, hallelujah to God, and we want to worship the Lord and praise him. But hallelujah to God. He's moving by his spirit and by his power. Let's let me give this thought here. Let me come back to worship and praise and get the prayer request, hallelujah to God, and go through this hour of power prayer. I thank God because he puts us in remembrance, you know. It all comes together, you know. To me, and in my mind, I think about the threefold cord is not easily broken, hallelujah to God. I think about the threefold cord,
and I begin to think about the things that
God is doing, how he's moving by his spirit and by his power. And then I think of the teaching, because it's not just a broadcast. I thank God it's not just a broadcast, but it's a word from the Lord, a fresh word from the Lord, live on the broadcast for all of these years, and praying God that we have the strength to continue to do so. And then the teaching and the different things that come on. We thank God because for the fast, the Daniel fast, hallelujah, God, and that you're going through. Glory to God. But what I was thinking about is how God is just blessing. And I think about how sometimes that we are in God with that threefold call. That number three, the three that bear witness in heaven, three that bear witness in the earth, and a threefold cord. They came and they cut down the tree the other day in the back of the house. And the wife was wondering, and I showed her. I said, that's a threefold cord. It was kind of thick. I know, and then it came to mind that they tie down boats and stuff with a threefold cord, hallelujah to God, and before they go to the steel cable. Then I looked to see how the cord was made and how it had fibers and different threads inside of each strand, hallelujah to God. So it's a very strong, hallelujah to God. And then it came that we're going to go through, hallelujah to God, and we're going to come out with the victory. I was thank God for your prayers, hallelujah to God, that you've been praying for me, for the God, things are coming up and they're coming through there. And we're wrestling with a lot of things right now in the name of Jesus, but we thank God for the victory. I was thinking about how God's word is for eternal and is eternal in the heavens, hallelujah to God. And God knows what you need to bring you through the situation that you're going through. And what I gather is that God don't want you to be discouraged or worrying about anything or anyone for that matter. He keeps bringing me back around to the battle that Jehoshaphat was going into. And God had order, and Jehoshaphat had appointed the choir, appointed Judah, he appointed the praise to go out there. And that's what's been staying with me. Because sometimes the things that come up against us, the opposition, it gets tough. It causes you to turn. It causes you to look a little bit to the left or to the right. But I want to encourage you to just keep your eyes on the Lord. That was a victory time for Jehoshaphat. Because he said, as they sent out the praises, that he worked in bushments against the enemy. Glory to God. And I thank God for that. What he has done for us, in Acts 1 and 8, he gave us power to overcome everything because he has given us the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I found out that once you begin to praise God and begin to worship God and begin to become his witness, hallelujah to God, all over the place, everywhere that you go, sometimes I have to stop myself because I begin to speak to everyone. I begin to give everyone I can a word of God. I said, everyone, are they saved? Are they saved? Do they have the Holy Ghost with a mighty burning fire? I thank God for this time, the time of prayer, the time to be able to come to the broadcast, hallelujah to God. And God, once he blesses you, he doesn't take back the blessing. I was reminded of Daniel, being that it was the Daniel fast, so I began to look and I began to see the things that began to go on there, how God began to deliver us, hallelujah to God. How he began to deliver Daniel, and what I got out of that is how people, when they see that you're living for the Lord, that they will go and find different things to work opposition against you, hallelujah to God, to bring you a problem, hallelujah to God, to become a weight, hallelujah to God, and that they will begin to pull you down. But I want to encourage you this morning, hey, to keep yourself in the love of God. As Pastor says, sometimes we need to get up and dance and move ourselves around, hallelujah to God, and begin to glorify God. It's at that time when I began to go out to the street or into the marketplace back then, they were doing. I began to talk to people that I ran into, someone that gave me a very good nugget. This person, they're saved, they know the Lord, hallelujah to God, and they gave me a word. And what happened was, it was a word coming from them, it was just a word, but to me, it was a word of wisdom. And I had to look at things in a different way. And when I looked at things in a different way, it's like the spirit began to rise up, hallelujah to God. It caused me to search things out, hallelujah to God. And just at that moment, doors begin to open, hallelujah to God. Things begin to take a different direction, hallelujah to God. All you need is a word from God. Sometimes to lift up that spirit, hallelujah to God. You can be fasting, you can be praying, you can be worshiping, you can be going through. But hallelujah to God, as some situations come, and then you get a word, and that word begins to open the doors for you, hallelujah to God, and things begin to move in a different direction, hallelujah to God. Variation begin to come off of your body and off of your mind, hallelujah to God, and you begin to praise God, hallelujah to God. Then your joy of the Lord, that's where your strength is, hallelujah to God. And I thank God for that. He has strengthened me, hallelujah to God, and I feel strengthened, hallelujah to God. I can see now that everything is going to be all right. I seen it then, and I knew that God is a deliverer. But I know that God, hallelujah to God, that he's the almighty God, and we thank God because he's our Father. He sent his Son to die to give us that right to the tree of life. He has given us that Holy Ghost, and we thank God for it. They call him the Messiah. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah to God. We're going to pray that. We're praying now that the lines, Ikayasi, dedicated, see, over your saga. Hallelujah, God. We pray now, Ikayasi, over your saga, that you would just touch your people, O Lord God, that the adversary does not steal the word of the joy out of their heart, O Lord God, and that others be strengthened as they go through the fast, O Lord God, and through this time, through this hour, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We're going to open the lines. We're going to go right back to Pastor Darlene here to see if she has something that she wants to pray about particularly. Hallelujah, God, we're going to get your name, and we're going to go on in this hour of power, prayer, deliverance ministry. Pastor Darlene, do you have something that came through that? Hallelujah to God.
Any special prayer request? Let me see.
Well, anything or word?
Yeah, we can. There's a. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, Joanne. Her parent needs favorable results. Not sure what the details are, but we want to pray for her. So, praying for also Sherry's father. He had to go to the hospital. Don't know his condition at this time. So, Sherry, her father, and then Joanne's parents' home needs some favorable results.
Oh, the parents' home. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Okay, the line's open. And let's get your name so that it'll be on the record because this is a live recording. Hallelujah to God. And we want to get the names of those that are here. Hallelujah to God. There we go. We'll go right into the prayer. Hallelujah to God. For anyone here at this time, the line's open. If you haven't given your name, please give your name at this time.
Good morning, Yvonne Laster.
Good morning, Yvonne. Good to hear your voice.
Good morning. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Ms. Lois.
Good morning, this is Grace.
Good morning, Miss Grace. And there's someone else there. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for everyone that's listening. Say your name again.
Good morning, Miss Scholastic. I'm listening.
Good morning, Pastor Scholastic.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie. God bless.
Say it again.
Sister Jeannie, God bless.
Sister Jeannie, good morning, Sister Jeannie. Good to hear your voice. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Well, we thank you. Hallelujah to God. Lines open. We want to pray for Joanne's family house, the home there. Hallelujah to God. And we go on from there. I didn't take it off. I can't see the other name no more.
The name is Cherry. Her father is in the hospital.
Cherry, okay.
Cherry, like a cherry off the fruit of the tree.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did. I'm writing on a napkin. Okay. We pray for Cherry, my father's family. Hallelujah to God. And let's come in and pray for them that we'll come back and hallelujah to God and continue. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you today for what you're doing, God. And thank you, Lord, that you've already worked things out for Joanne's parents, oh God.
Lord, and the family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you,
Lord, in this hour, God,
that you're checking,
Lord, cover them, oh God, protect them, Lord, and help them, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
So we are blessing your name, God. And we pray also for Sister Grace, oh God, don't know her voice down the kind of strain today, oh God. So we pray for Sister Grace this morning, Father, that you heal and deliver her
in the name
voice
of Jesus, Lord God. God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you bless Sister Grace, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, you touch right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that I can see you, Lord, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those that are dear, Lord God, that are in the hospital, Lord God, those that are in hospital, Lord God, those that are going through the time of bereavement, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're living by your Spirit, Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, Yassi, Dedeke, Yassan, Anakayo, Sia, God. Evo, Shito, Doko, Yassan, Anakayo, Sia, God. Hallelujah, God. Men's glory. And we praise you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, yes, Lord God. You're moving by your Spirit and the call, your seed, God, and by your power, Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus.
That's
above every name, God. In the name
of Jesus,
Lord God.
Thank you,
Father. We thank you, Father. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. We have none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Everyone that's under the sound of the voice, hallelujah to God, that I feel a healing anointing. I feel that this heart healing anointing, hallelujah to God, for those who have pains in their body and things that have been troubling you. Put your hand there if you can, hallelujah to God. I'll put my hand on the stomach because I have the operation. I know that Akari will see that the call you see, the pastor's daughter, Abel, Shannon, and Akari will see you. And looking to God to do divine healing this morning. They call yes, I that I see in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. If you could bring that thing that you don't remember most of the time, hallelujah, that bothers you, hallelujah to God, even kidneys, lungs, hallelujah, liver, heart, hallelujah, respiratory system, able sheet, hallelujah, just feel that anointing of the holy evil, shatana kayo, see a ghost, hallelujah to God, just to work divine healing this morning in the name of Jesus, moving by the Spirit, by the power, Abel, Shatan, Akayo, see, God, that you would just heal and touch, Abel, Shatan, Akayo, see, God, in the name of Jesus, God, moving by, Abel, Shatan, Akayo, by your Spirit, by your power, Lord God, heal, oh, Lord God, and deliver to, Lord God, God, even cancer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that gout, oh Lord God, to flee up of the arthritis. Hallelujah. Arthritis pain, oh Lord God, it goes now in the name of Jesus. Able shine on Akariosia. Headaches, oh no, Koyasia, Nanakariosia, Lord God. Break high blood pressure, low blood pressure, Lord God. Osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, oh Lord God. That gout spirit, oh Lord God. God, touch hearts, oh Lord God. Look under the KSC, oh Lord God. On those, oh Lord God, who have problem with their heart, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, stomach ache, this, not ache, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, bless, oh Lord God, in the stomach area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, back pain, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as a healing, oh Lord God, Lord God, even heal relationships, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Heal marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal hearts, oh Lord God. Heal mind, anakariosi, oh Lord God. Mental illness, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to heal, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Paranoid, schizophrenic, oh Lord God, and people that we know, oh Lord God. And that spirit, oh Lord God, break it on anakariosa. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Do divine healing this morning, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. While we were praying, hallelujah, God just felt that healing anointing just got real hot. Like somebody turned on the burners. Hallelujah, God. And we thank God. Oh, boy, I see ya. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Heal children, oh, Lord God, from cancer, Lord God. And hallelujah, Lord God. Premature babies, oh, Lord God. Those that are born with addictions, oh, Lord God, just heal in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Heal people, oh, Lord God, that have been abused, oh, Lord God, by pedophiles, oh, Lord God, in the name of Akariosia. Evil shot that Akariosia, not Akariosia, Lord God. We take authority, Lord God, God. Heal our land, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, break territorial demons, oh, Lord God. God, in the atmosphere, Lord God, there's something that's going on, oh, Lord God, an unusual amount of air crashes, oh, Lord God, even so being blown out of the air on a cardio sea, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. It seems like there's just something going on, oh, Lord God. We pray for protection around the aviation system, oh, Lord God, against the aircraft, oh, Lord God, that you would touch the atmosphere, oh, Lord God, where the planes are flying, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, that you would break every demonic force, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God, the inclement weather, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, if you just would just put it back on track, oh Lord God, we're reading the signs of the times, oh Lord God. Able Shananakariosi, oh Lord God, calling the people, Able Shitarakariosa, back into holiness, oh Lord God, remind us of Daniel, oh Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, how they have to interpretate, hallelujah to God, the writings on the wall, oh Lord God, but Lord God, we know that you are delivered, Lord God, that you touch your own, oh Lord God, many of the loved ones are here, oh Lord God, and children that are unsaved, oh Lord God, we pray that they begin, oh Lord God, to heal, oh Lord God, and begin to hear the voice, oh Lord God, that, hallelujah, Lord God, that they would hear ministers and missionaries that in the field able she able Kanye Shano, oh God. God touch the pastors, the grandchildren, oh Lord God, the siblings, dear God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, break the strain of the flu, oh Lord God. Understand that someone's child went temporary blindness, oh Lord God, because of the flu, oh Lord God, that got hold there, oh Lord God, the vaccination, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Heal, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as only you can, oh Lord God. You're the God that worked miracles so great, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch vocal cords, oh Lord God, oh God, touch, oh Lord God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We speak healing, oh Lord God. We speak deliverance, oh Lord God, in the name of God. You'll see evil, you'll sign on the card, you'll see, oh Lord God. Able Shatanaka, God, if you will, able Yasa, God, have mercy, O Lord God, on those that are homeless, O Lord God, and Akario Sea, God, and in climate weather, O Lord God, those that are suffering, and Akario Sea, God, with mental illnesses, O Lord God, Lord God, we break it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Touch my son Roger, O Lord God, touch his mind, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that you would touch those, O Lord God, who minds are just not right, O Lord God. Give strength, O Lord God, that they would see a clarity in their mind, O Lord God, enough space to repent, oh Lord God, other things, oh, Lord God. Heal them, oh, Lord God. Bring them out to the cardio seed before it be too late, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Oh, my God. Able shata na cardio seed. In the name of Jesus, God. Able shita na cardio seed. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. As we go through, oh, Lord God, trusting in you, Lord God, your holy word, Lord God, you never failed us yet, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray for jobs, oh, Lord God. That's what it is, Danakadiosia. We see it, oh, Lord God, the trouble and the hindrance, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Many are looking for jobs, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. It's a troubling time. Many have lost jobs, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, it stops now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. The firing, oh, Lord God, of losing jobs, the people just use the people just for a period of time, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for good, steady jobs to come in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. That you bless the children, the grandchildren, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Help set their lives, oh, Lord God, in the direction of holiness, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Just touch, oh, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name, oh, Lord God. We thank you, oh, Lord God. God, we pray for the presidents of this United States, oh, Lord God. We pray for the staff. We pray for all of those that are up on Capitol Hill, oh, Lord God. God, we rebuke the devil, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We rebuke that spirit of death, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We rebuke an untimely death, God, in the name of Jesus. They decay, say, God. Lord God, it's the untimely deaths, oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and the drive-by shootings, oh, Lord God. That spirit of suicide, oh, Lord God. We break it, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we look for a change right now in the midst of things, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, as we give that name the honor, the glory, the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Lord, let's just come in, let's just worship the Lord and praise God for what he's doing. Hallelujah to God. We're praying for pastors, oh, Lord God, over church, oh, Lord God. We're praying for the radio broadcast, oh, Lord God, and the finances, oh, Lord God, to go forth in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. In the name, hallelujah, above every name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord God. You are the Christ, oh, Lord God. You are the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah. Hallelujah. You are the Son of the living God, oh, Lord God. You say, whatsoever thing we desire, when we pray, believe that we receive it when we pray, oh, Lord God. Lord God, cover. Cover. Families, children. Touch those that are going through an extended time of bereavement, oh, Lord God. Even those that are in the prison and the nursing home. In Jesus' name, come and let's worship the Lord. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, oh, Lord God. You're the God,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah,
thank
that's worthy.
We just praise you this morning, God. We have to praise you this morning, God. We have to thank you this morning, God. We have to appreciate you this morning, God. We worship you this morning, God.
Thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich, Lord, and adding no sorrow. God, we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord, today for the soldiers, oh God. Your soldiers, your army, God.
Lord, we pray for the United States of America. We pray for the Lord God, we pray for the Lord God, So we need you. We need you every day. We need you right now, Lord God, because in the midnight hour, you gave us
glory.
Thank you.
Glory. Glory to your name.
Thank you for waking us up. You woke us up. You clothed us in our right mind. And all we need to do is thank you this morning. Yes, we are your servants. And we thank you this morning. We shall serve you in spirit and in truth. No murmuring and complaining. No bragging, no boasting. We just thank you this morning. You're all powerful and all knowing. And you pulled down those strongholds. And we know that your faith is against the pride and the arrogance. So, Lord God, help us today. Father, we thank you. We're mindful of what your word said.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank him too this morning. We're going to praise his name today.
Hallelujah.
Because every household is covered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I will praise you, God. I will forever praise you, and I will thank you. In Jesus' name, we agree.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for the word this morning. Thank God for the prophetic word that went forth and the covering of prayer from our Apostle Horsley this morning. Thank you all for the praises that have gone up to the Lord. And be reminded that we want to praise him throughout the day as you go. Just praise God, you know. Many times we see ourselves being protected from dangers seen, and we can praise the Lord for that. You know, just thank God for all the things that you see him doing in your life because he is wonderful. And as we leave today, we will not leave his presence. We will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Go out and win somebody for Christ. Let somebody know about Jesus and his love. And so this morning I decree that we seek the face of God. I decree that though we walk by faith and not by sight, and each and every day we are covered by the blood of Jesus, I decree we are the lender and not the borrower, and our bodies are healed by his stripes. We love God and keep his commandments in Jesus' name. I love each and every one of you, and may the favor of God and man be with you everywhere you go. Come back tomorrow. We'll see what the Lord has for us, and come and bring your praises. Bring somebody with you. There's some people out there who need to hear what is going on here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and we can go back to our churches and share the word and love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to
Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.